fourth paragraph of Vayezar, ninth Mishnah. Dorchem im Oibid Kirchov Magas. That you're allowed to crush stamp on grapes together with a goy in this gas. It's like the previous Mishnah that as long as the grapes are still on the top, the wine the wine that's mixed in with the grapes is not considered wine and doesn't become osim mishum yain mesach. You're allowed to have enough from it because it's not osim bano. Avaloi boitzrim imo. You should not harvest the grapes with him. Why? Because we don't want to be metama the grapes. When the goy touches the grapes, he's metama them. And Mamela, the Israel, who is picking the grapes and giving them to the goy, is causing them to become tummy. And this Tana holds that you should not intentionally cause produce in Eretz Israel to become tummy. Maisa, we don't. As far as the first halach in the Mishnah, we don't paskin that way. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, that we paskin that once the wine starts pouring out of the upper area, all the wine mixture in the upper area is considered wine. It becomes aser banor by the fact the goy is trampling out of that, and therefore the Jew can't help him because the Jew is going to get some benefit from also to get paid for his work. And that's aser banor. And we also paskin that it's permitted to be metame chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael shoy oise bituma. A Jewish person who was not makbid on tumah v'tayra, and meila he's metama his produce. You should not also, according to this Tana of the Mishnah, you should not crush the grapes with him, or you should not pick the grapes with him. Aval lichem imoy chovis lagas, but you are allowed to bring empty jugs for him into the winery. Why? Because by the time it's already made into wine, it's already tummy anyway, so you're not causing the tumor. But to help them make it in the first place, you're causing tumor. If you have a baker who also is not makben and tumor the taira, you should also not knead the dough with him or make the bread with him, because he also is going to metama the dough and metama the challah that's supposed to be there. Once you've baked it already, you'll let bring it to the bakery for them to sell the bread over there, because once again, it was already tummy beforehand.